You stepped down in 1994.
Yes.
What led to your decision for stepping down?
Terry and I had a new life, really. We wanted to be able to go and do whatever and travel. I knew I had a good team coming on behind me, and I didn't want to stay in their way. The timing was right. Now, that's happened to a lot of other companies, and they don't recognize the timing. They either want to stay because they like the prestige of being chief executive officer, or they have different reasons. But in my case, I thought the best thing for the company. The board didn't suggest it at all. The board was shocked when I said I want to move on by the end of next year.
Well, you were 61 years old. That's
yeah.
young.
Yeah.
That's why they were shocked.
Yeah.
And you were in good health and all. And,
good health, yeah.
But it was time for you to go out and enjoy another lifestyle.
Yeah. So we moved back to South Carolina. Spring Island is an absolutely wonderful place. It was started by a small group of people. One of them was a promoter, but he was an ecologist, and he got three or four other people that were environmentally oriented. They decided to put special restrictions on the land so that it would remain in its pristine tradition, and it was. It was very pristine. It still is. A dear friend told me about it. Judge Chapman, another judge, Bob Chapman, said, "Joe, this is your kind of place. You don't want to retire to the plantation and be stuck in the plantation. Go down there to Spring Island, and you will still have an interest in the plantation with your relatives, but you're just going to love the whole low country of South Carolina." And he was dead right. Terry and I went over there, and sure enough, in a matter of weeks, we made an offer. We bought a lot. We built a house at Spring Island.
You spoke glowingly about your cousin John. Did the two of you have different management style?
We had similar values, but we definitely had different styles. There are a lot of people that thought John was very abrupt and rude. John was the type of person that if you were logical and right and knew what you were doing, he would listen to you. But if you came up with some harebrained scheme and didn't know what you were talking about, he could just be crude about not accepting anything like that. But he respected talent, but he wanted people that would do their homework, not people that just did snapshots. He would quiz you and make sure that you knew what you were talking about and that you evaluated the risks of whatever the investment was. Then he would be all for you. I learned a lot from watching him. He also really believed in education. One of the first things he did, he sent me to the API, American Petroleum Institute, School of Pipeline Technology for a 3 to 5 month course, I guess, down in Baytown, Texas. He said, "I know you know how to work. I know you know how to work all the equipment, but you don't know a damn thing about pipeline technology." He said, "You didn't go to Yale Engineering like your brother did or like I did. But this will give you a big head start." After I joined the company and I had those experiences in the field and all that, then he sent me to the School of Pipeline Technology. And then I went into the international division. That was important. He wanted me to get the education so that I knew what I was talking about, particularly because I would be working men a lot older than me. He wanted them to know that I knew what I was talking about.